The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Otto. And just a little thing about Project Independence. Project Independence is the Town of North Hempstead initiative to help seniors age in place. And that is accomplished through a series of programs throughout the town, starting with 311. If you have any questions, you're driving in a car right now, you say, I have a question, you call 311. But we have social work services, transportation for shopping, transportation for doctor visits, help in the house for somebody who might need minor repairs. But even for major repairs, there's contacts which have been vetted by the town to help you out there. So pretty much anything a senior, and especially today with the, you know, families being spread all over the country, you can be a senior alone in the town of North Hempstead, but you're never really alone so long as you have Project Independence. Right. With that, our guest today is Paula, and Paula Yule is your title?
I am the Deputy Commissioner of the Department of Service for the Aging.
And just before we started the program, Otto and Paula were talking about, they went back 2006, which really is the basic inception of Project Independence.
Right.
So it's 10 years old now.
It's 10 years old. We are 10 years old. And thank you for having me, John.
Oh, no, it's a pleasure.
And
thank you for
Otto,
coming.
Otto, thank you. I so love to be here on Project Independence and you. Yeah,
Otto was around also since that time.
Otto was one of the first people I went to visit for our initial assessment as a new member for Project Independence.
He's the TI poster boy.
He's the poster boy.
I think it was April of 2006, and you and Bunny came into the office, and how you would become a member at that point. I was the director, and I'm a geriatric social worker. We would do just, you know, an initial, we don't say intake, an assessment,
okay,
and a survey. And from that survey, we would determine if someone has needs. But since it's an aging in place initiative, the whole concept was neighbor helping neighbor. So we were looking at our younger seniors, which was Otto and Bunny.
At that time.
and still. And
Otto the stud.
So, right. So we were trying to see, you know, what we were trying to build, because it was really about community building and community outreach, was how we can take this community, and at the time it was New Hyde Park, and bring people on board with us to become an advisory committee and become really the heart and soul of Project Independence. And North Hempstead, you know, we were a critical piece, but we had nursing and we had human service, but the core of Project Independence are our members. And Otto is one of our very, very first. I would say he's in the top 20 in 2006.
Interesting little piece. There was a little blurb in the local New Hyde Park newspaper about they were going to have a meeting to create an advisory committee for this concept.
Right.
And at that time, it was very fresh in my mind and my wife's mind, because we had been caregivers, if you will, for my mother while we were working. Mm-hmm. So it was a real thing that we had just gone through. And I thought, geez, I wish they had that when we were going through the 11 years or 12 years, you know, with my mother. And I thought the concept was great. And then we went to initial meeting, and I believe Madge Kaplan and Evelyn Roth might have both been at that meeting.
Yes. They're our mothers.
Yeah.
Mothers of Project Independence.
The mother hens.
They are. They are.
Evelyn wouldn't want to hear that.
I was
going to say, Adam. I didn't say that, Ev. No.
Well, she's in my age bracket, so I can say that. Well, you didn't say it. No.
Okay, good.
I'm the one who said it, so I'm in hot water.
Actually, what Otto just said, unfortunately, that's one of the tougher things with Project Independence.
Mm-hmm.
He went through it with his mom,
right,
so he appreciates it. Too many seniors wait.
Right.
And instead of joining Project Independence now and getting acclimated, getting involved, and getting to understand it, they or their adult children wait until it's all of a sudden mom's in a wheelchair or something's happened.
Right.
And you scramble. And it's always hard making those decisions when it's under pressure.
Right.
Well, you get a tremendous amount of education just by going to the advisory committee meetings and hearing what other people in your bracket talk about.
Right.
You know, about scams, about ideas, about people who may be able to help them fix a light bulb or whatever. All things that become much more major when you get older than right. when you're young.
No, absolutely. I think that's what we always talk about with Project Independence is the age span. I mean, you think like, you have to be 6 years older. 60 is so young. And then we have 100-plus, you know, right. I mean, members. So, I mean, right. it's a whole span of different, your life course, which is...
Did you see how the young birthday girl just jumped right in?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, you put this mic in front of me.
Christina is very long and gets away. But, and that's true. And I think what also was interesting, starting back a little bit to 2006, was on the service delivery end, the nurses and the social workers and Town and Madge and Evelyn, we were learning, you know, this was a very new concept to us as well.
Right.
And I had spent probably that time about 20 years working in skilled nursing facilities, mostly in management for the past decade before that. And you saw so many people that did not belong in a nursing home. Certainly, A, did not belong. B, if they needed to go home, were not prepared to go home. And really, way back in the mid-80s, there were two levels of care. Health-related care were for more independent people. And that was done away with by, you know, really the federal government, and that changed. But, you know, what we saw was we all had to figure out, those of us that deliver these services, how to do it in a more efficient and a better way. And the town of North Hempstead, it really, you know, took that ball and ran with it and gave us this tremendous support. And we just decided, let's find all the resources in the county and the state and, you know, find our partners.
Right.
And everybody wanted to be a partner. And that, so it was like, it seems like it would be a hard thing to do, but everybody had that same goal. We wanted people to stay home, and home is so important. You know, we all know that.
You just said a couple of magic words there, and that is find the resources.
Right.
I remember when we were going through this with my mother, everything was a big deal because you had to call 400 people before you could get through to somebody who might be of assistance to you in your situation. And I think the big thing with Project Independence is, I used to like to say it's like calling 1-800-PROJECT-INDEPENDENCE.
Right.
They provide guidance. Project Independence is not like this miracle house that does everything.
Right.
What it does do is it facilitates and it's aware of all the things that are out there that you can use and cut through all the red tape and the nonsense that takes place.
Right.
So if people have any kind of question, Medicaid or...
anything. That's
Medicaid,
the beauty
the
of this.
Gap insurance now, right. How to go about that. There's just all kinds of information that's available.
Right.
And you know, even for people who are under 60, who are caregivers, can use the resources of Project Independence to help whoever they're involved with.
You know? Right. Well, that's one of the highlights of the Christina Luce Show. At 11:30 on Fridays.
Just one of the
Watch out. She's the birthday girl now this weekend.
But no, the amount of stuff that's announced that going through the town, which I know the partnerships have grown over the years, that it's every day there's multiple things. It's in a town of our size. Every day there's multiple activities for seniors.
Right.
From educational to therapy to this, that, and the other thing.
Right. And, you know, from the very beginning, the concept was all about self-empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so the title, the program title of Project Independence was always about, like what Otto said, we're not coming in and just doing things for you. We're coming in to see how we can help you do better for yourself.
Right.
And we know there's a spectrum from people needing no help to people needing total help. And, you know, the core of it, too, is the assessment, is getting in there and really seeing what is it that people need. And even if they don't need something, what Christina was saying before, to become a member of Project Independence, we want you to be, you know, healthy and happy and thriving. But the concept of when you do need us, we're there. So come on and join us now and benefit from having that, you know, that sense of when I do need help, if I do, we're here.
Reality is life is an evolving process,
yes.
All right? And you can go to Project Independence, being healthy and whatnot, and we've all witnessed people that do go through the normal stages that life brings you.
Right.
And because of it, they have been more prepared mentally,
yes.
I think it's very important when you get older, which I can speak from experience, to kind of get... your brain more in order with the fact that this is real, this is the way it is, and
right.
this is whether you like the idea or not, right. you are going to get older. So right. you might as well admit it and try to figure out right. what you right. can do about it, you know, to make the process still have some pleasure in the process, let's put it that way, in a right. positive way,
right, right,
as opposed to being, you know, oh, poor me, I'm getting old and whatever.
Right.
Yeah, we are getting old. Right. Everybody in this room, including a young man with the red hair back there.
And we want to get old. You know, that's the other thing, right. too. You know, it's nice to get old. It's not, you know, you want to be healthy and happy and have what you need. And, you know, I think a lot of what Project Independence can do for you is help you perhaps improve your quality of life. And we see that with some of our seniors that, you know, it could be just very little things that are going to make a big, big difference. And, you know, one of the first people we visited in New Hyde Park was a 92-year-old Kathy. Kathy was 85 pounds. She lived alone, never had children. Her husband had died a couple years before. And we could tell right away, Joanne, the nurse, and I went in. Kathy literally had no toilet seat on her toilet. And was scared to call someone to come in because they would see right away that she was 85 pounds and 90 years old and lived alone. And so she managed and just, but with great difficulty.
Right, right.
So it really only took one or two phone calls. And she had the means to get one. It's just she was afraid of who to call.
Mm.
So that was a really little, you know, like effort on our part. And then Kathy stayed connected and we had friendly visiting in there and telephone reassurance. But again, it's the quality. She didn't have terribly high needs, but her everyday life really, with a little bit of tweaking, you know, was a little bit better for her last couple of years. So
it's all relative to
right.
what you think is
right.
not important.
Right.
Maybe to somebody who can't do it is very important.
Right.
Like, frankly, if you don't have a seat on your
right.
toilet,
that's it.
That could be an issue.
Right. And some of the things we saw, I mean, like, the basics like throw rugs, but, you know, there was another woman who had a rope rigged, and I'm sure you've heard this story, from her main floor to her basement because the basement is where her laundry was. So she used to hold on to the rope and sit step by step by step because she didn't have a handrail. And it, you know, and other people, you'll go in and it might be a little bit cold in the house, so you're concerned, you know, do you have enough money for heat? People that were worried, we asked, could we check the refrigerator out? And we do advanced directives. And there's so many things that could make someone's life a little bit better. And that's one of our goals as well.
And I think an important thing is not to have false pride.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people will reject help because I can do it. I don't
right.
need it. I don't want charity. This is not charity. This is something that's just human beings helping human beings
right.
to have a little better quality situation.
Right. And we get that call fairly frequently, and mostly from children, like, you know, mom or dad won't accept help. We don't know what else to do. We're trying. And usually what we can do with this type of program is we say, you know, over a course of maybe several phone calls, and if they'll let us come into the home, we start to develop a trusting relationship.
Right.
And we start to explain it. So there's not a pressure to accept something. It's I've made the decision myself to accept this. And, you know, so those, we have this wonderful toolbox.
Perfect.
And an amazing team, starting with Christina Lou Fennell. Fennell Lou.
We're going to go into a break.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. And when I come back, I want to know how Christina got involved with Paula.
Ah.